This is the FM Gold channel of All India Radio. In the program News Analysis, we now bring you a discussion on government's initiatives to boost primary health care. The participants are Dr. Mohsin Wali, health expert, and Mukesh Kejriwal, journalist.
Government of India has started a very ambitious scheme under which 1.5 lakh health and wellness center will be established. In April this year, the Prime Minister Modi had inaugurated the first health and wellness center in Bijapur district in Chhattisgarh. Dr. Wali, many of us are actually not aware about the concept of wellness center. We have heard about hospitals, primary health centers, dispensaries, but not these kind of wellness centers. How these will be different from other health facilities? Is this just a change of nomenclature or something really new going to happen?
I'll give you an example. India has largest chain of network of the central government health scheme, which is already in existence for many decades. I have worked in that. They have also, these dispensaries have also been renamed as wellness centers. When the national health policy came after deliberation of more than 10 years, the stress was laid down that we have to upgrade the infrastructure. That was meant to upgrade the existing infrastructure. So the existing infrastructure is there even in the remotest area of India in the form of primary healthcare centers or dispensaries or state-run dispensaries, or like in Delhi, you have Delhi government-run dispensaries in every mohalla. They are opening mohalla clinics, which is slightly different from the dispensary because they are new addition. So instead of opening new units and finding place for them, renting place for them, it was always better, and it was thought in a better way with the new health policy also before the Ayushman Bharat scheme was announced, that we have to refurbish and make the existing primary health care facilities strong. That's what our health minister Shri J.P. Nadda proposed and the ministry proposed in the new version of the national health policy, which was out after deliberation of more than about 12 years. So what is your question is that this is nothing new. Existing infrastructure,
how these will be different from existing ones?
They have to be upgraded. The facilities have to be upgraded. Usually these primary health centers were not well attended with doctors. Doctors were not being posted there. There were lots of vacancies. Some were run by nurses, paramedics. So when we augment the facility, we have to post doctors there, which have to be in residence there. The quarters of doctors have to be renovated, nursing facility has to be upgraded, the nurses have to be in a station, the paramedical, compounders, and a basic medical officer that would be able to run the show, because it will be covering an area of 10,000 to 50,000 people in a village or in the remote area or in a mohalla in a larger city. So what we have to upgrade was the existing infrastructure, and to provide medicines also, to provide other programs like vaccination also, to provide other programs like maternal and child care facility also, to provide other schemes like Prime Minister's various schemes for females, nursing mothers, expecting mothers, pregnant women, that is. So it has to be integrated motive that one center as a nodal point should provide all the facilities, and that would be called wellness center.
So you mean to say that these are basically old existing infrastructure with new facilities.
New facilities, and to make them run actually. Some places they were dormant.
Basic emphasis on how to give more and more facilities at one place.
And this is primary care. You see, our country is overloaded when it comes to everybody from a village in Bihar or village in Uttar Pradesh or village in Uttarakhand is running to All India Institute of Medical Sciences, straight away adding the crowd. If these patients, out of them at least 80% should be attended there. So the load on the existing tertiary medical care would be only 20%. So unless they are well equipped and patient get relief from there and they have a sense of assurance and sense of confidence that here is a doctor who can look after our primary problem. Just like somebody has fever, somebody has vomiting, somebody has diarrhea, somebody has got some breathing problem, so they know here is the facility of treating fever, treating diarrhea, treating vomiting, and the patient having respiratory problem can be nebulized. So they will not run.
As Prime Minister had said while inaugurating the first Wellness Center in Bijapur. He had said that government is trying to provide primary healthcare facilities within 30 hours time. If you are residing somewhere, you must reach a health facility within 30 minutes time. And these will provide all basic health facilities and treatment and plus diagnosis also. So, my question is, as you know, a lot of doctors, they are not willing to stay in rural areas. These days, government is emphasizing on sending them to rural areas. How this will change that scenario? How doctors will be available in these centers?
It's no fault of doctors. There has to be basic facility. As I said, the quarters for the doctors are there, but they have to be renovated. Doctor has to stay in the minimum possibility where his children can go to nearby school. He has a transport. He has a living area which is not very decent, of course, and an average living area. And then the doctor will have no problem in going to rural health services. The problem is the doctors have to go miles and miles. They have to go at their own. Traveling allowance has to be covered. The state government run dispensaries probably don't give that. So, in central government, they have a provision. Same rules have to be followed in the state-run primary wellness centers, which are being upgraded. And that would be a very wise thing because it's an existing infrastructure. And to upgrade and to renovate, that would cost less rather than having a de novo structure. Then there will be a question of separate staff, separate equipment, and everything would be too much of a burden, which probably our country at present cannot afford. Our budget in the health sector is quite insufficient to deal with these kind of sudden requirements. So, and it is a huge country. So, existing infrastructure has to be upgraded at the primary care level, and that was the emphasis in the national health policy.
Dr. Sir, a lot of emphasis has been given on maternal and child health care these days, but still a lot of thing has to be done. So, how these maternal and child health care will be taken care of in these wellness centers?
If you listen to all the FM channel ads, the government is propagating a lot of schemes, immunization, maternal and child care, save the child, how to feed the child in the first month. All these are being implemented very, very strongly and people are being made aware of this. Our problem was that these schemes were not well advertised, they were existent. Even ladies were getting benefits previously as far as childbirth was concerned. And as a result of that, maternal mortality and infant mortality has come down drastically during the past 10 years. So there has been a step forward and progress in these schemes and in these areas because the people are aware of these schemes and they are given some monetary incentives also when the institutional delivery is performed, government is providing transport. If the expectant mother is anemic, government is making facility for blood transfusion. Financially also they are looked after. And every attempt is made that in institutional delivery, the infant born out of an expecting mother has to be saved. If the infant needs a nursery care, infant is transported to a referral center or a secondary care center or even a tertiary care center. So this all is being done now. And we get the report. I ask from the doctors coming from the remote areas when I go to interview them in various institutions like UPSC. And I get very positive feedback in the field who are really working in the field. They know how benefits of these schemes are reaching to the common man, a poor man's house and a person who has got no money to spend on the medical treatment. So various schemes in the government, whether with the old name or new name, are being extended to a new number of population, which is quite large, at the village level, taluka level, and ladies are getting benefits, infants are getting benefit. And at some places, they are showing movies also. They are taking movies to the rural areas to introduce the various schemes. Unless people are aware, how can they come for the benefit?
Finance Minister had proposed this scheme in this budget.
Ayushman Bharat. Oh.
But do we have sufficient fund in this financial year for these wellness centers?
The funds will not be spent in one day. It will be an ongoing process. There are already various insurance companies who are coming forward. New India Insurance Company has already made an advertisement for that. So funds are never an issue in our country. And optimal utilization can be the issue. And when this scheme will be fully launched on 2nd October, we would see how the government has managed it efficiently, because we are not taking anything from the people, we are giving to them. This is number one. And what we are taking, what we have planned to take, which is a salient feature of this scheme, is a very nominal insurance money.
National Health Protection Scheme,
yes.
That is also being launched this month only. So let us discuss that scheme also. And could you tell us about that scheme, under which National Health Protection Scheme, under which every family, around 10 crore families, will get 5 lakh medical cover.
And maximum to a 5 numbers in the family. So 50 crores it becomes like. So when we talk of this amount in one go, it appears to be very big number. But it has to be distributed through the state governments. So they will have enough funds. Funding is not the problem. Now, it is a big responsibility of the primary health care physician how to utilize this money, or to the private sector who would be part of this scheme, or to the government. They are identified. Only the other day I was reading that majority of the government hospitals which are running, like in Delhi also, these bigger hospitals like Ramanur Lohia and Safdarjung Hospital and All India Institute, they are identified as the active hospital stakeholders in this government initiative. So through the hospitals also the funds can be channelized and people don't have to pay now. There were some tests even in these hospitals when the people have to pay for those tests. So the bill will go to the government. It would be very easy. It's like book transfer, and if the person has got insurance, then they will get benefit. But the identification of that population for this scheme is based on the census, which is about 5-7 years back, and we have a register. According to that register, that is a group of population is identified, and according to that register, these people will be given the benefit.
Vaccination coverage has been a cause of concern for our country for a long time. How will this scheme benefit vaccination?
Indradhanush scheme basically it was an add-on to the vaccination program, which is already in existence from after birth till the 5 years of age. Now we have some adult vaccines also. And first we have to take a sort of surveillance that every child, any vaccine which the child has not received is covered in this vaccination scheme. So it is to complete the vaccination basically, and to supervise and to have a surveillance that every child is covered for vaccination. Like polio we have eradicated, smallpox we have eradicated, and similarly we have to take care of other prevalent infections in a short time, because now you must have heard that in diarrhea and trace element program, micronutrients program, we have a scheme of distributing zinc tablets. So all this is being done. You know, the problem is that when it is being done at the ministry level, health is labeled as a state subject. So it depends on how keenly the states support these programs and how efficiently they implement. Recently, our Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi had addressed the ASHA workers, and he provoke them to do a good work, extra work. So through this, you have to target the service providers.
You have not just informed about wellness centers, but the scheme which is going to be launched very soon, National Health Protection Scheme. Thank you, Dr. Wali.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on government's initiatives to boost primary health care. The participants were Dr. Mohsin Wali, health expert, and Mukesh Kejriwal, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. This program is also available on our website newsonair.nic.in. You may email your opinion about this program at airnsgtalks@gmail.com.